Earlier today, thousands of gun rights advocates gathered in Richmond, Virginia to oppose gun control laws in what was expected to be a violent, angry rally. Well, luckily, it turned out to be fairly peaceful. For more, we are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Laura Vozella, Washington Post Virginia politics reporter. Laura, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Tell us what happened. Describe the scene for us.
Well, it was a huge turnout. Police put the estimate about 22,000, and so that not only filled the square where the rally was officially permitted, but also filled surrounding streets. And we said in our story that it was like Times Square on New Year's Eve, really, truly shoulder to shoulder. So it was quite a sight.
So is this an isolated incident, or are we seeing these rallies pop up across the country?
Well, I don't know that we've seen them on this scale before, but there's definitely something has been triggered here in Virginia once the Democrats won control of the House and Senate in elections in November, and they haven't had control of that along with the governor's mansion for a quarter century. So suddenly now a state that has very permissive gun laws is about to see a big change. That has sparked a protest various counties and some local sheriffs have stood up and said, we're going to be sanctuary counties. We're not going to enforce these gun laws. And you're starting to see that in other parts of the country. But that's why this drew so much attention, the fact that in one election's time, the landscape on guns is very likely about to shift.
So there are proposed laws, correct, that the state legislature is considering, and they were gathering in protest to those ideas, correct?
Correct. Yeah, they haven't passed yet. Three have passed the Senate at this point, but they are likely to pass the House, and then the governor is likely to sign them. And there will be more coming, but the ones that have passed so far, again, just one House of the one chamber of the General Assembly would require universal background checks, require that put a cap on handgun purchases to one a month, and that's aimed at getting at gun trafficking, and another would allow localities to impose stricter laws on guns than the state has, so they could, for instance, ban them at the local city hall or public library.
Was there any pushback on the presence there because there were assault-style weapons that were being carried there, there were metal detectors there, there was an awful lot of security for this?
There was a lot of security, and that was because This rally actually happens every year, but this year, because of the changed landscape, it drew attention from many others, including out-of-state militia groups, and some hate groups were weighing in on online and making threats, making anti-Semitic threats, and they the governor banned guns on the actual square, but in the street, it's actually legal to carry those guns, and people were very wary of that and wary of the threat. So that's why there was the high security. But and not too far from anyone's mind is the memory of Charlottesville, just an hour from here in 2017, where there was a violent white supremacist rally.
Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Laura Vozella,